If you answered no to question 4 or 5, pick another skill because it must be deeply important to you and the transformation must excite you. Otherwise, just like goals that must be uniquely purposeful to you to motivate you, if it's not, you will fail to commit to developing this skill throughout the year. Welcome to the Empowered Artist Podcast, where you'll get all the strategy to sell your art online. I'm Jenna Webb. I've helped thousands of artists realize and achieve their dream. I'm an artist, marketing coach, founder of Artpreneur Academy, chronic illness warrior, and your new art business bestie. When I retired from corporate to live my dream life as an artist, there was no example for me to follow. But as I started to grow a six-figure art business, I was able to map out a complete step-by-step blueprint for successfully creating and marketing online art businesses. If I can learn how to be an artist in my 30s, I can teach you how to run a business now. As the how-to girl, I'll give you all the tips and tricks that will actually grow your art business. So tune in each week as we simplify art marketing, make selling your work fun, and elevate your artpreneur mindset so that you can feel like the badass that you are, even on the tough days. I am on a mission to transform the mindset and income of artists everywhere. So if you're ready to live your dream life as a full-time artist, let's do the damn thing. Happy New Year, Empowered Artists. I hope your new year is starting out incredibly. And if it's not, if you're feeling a little bit shaky on your goals, a little bit lost in direction or behind, then let me make you a promise. It's never too late to claim your beginning. I know you're going to have an incredible year, and I'll be here supporting you every step of the way. I felt totally panicked last New Year's. I definitely thought my new year was doomed on January 1st, but that's not how it turned out. In fact, the opposite, and I'll share that story with you today. Couple announcements on what to expect from today's episode and in January. We've been honing in on the planning and strategy to grow your creative business using the SWOT method in the last 2 episodes. So essentially, the SWOT method is reviewing what went really well in your business last year and what didn't, and how you can use that information to inform what's going to fill your soul and your wallet this year. Remember to review your strengths, weaknesses, and opportunities from the SWOT, S-W-O-T, covered in episodes 35 and 36, and especially learn these by watching the episodes on YouTube. And quick reminder, we still have Amazon Cash up for grabs when we reach 88 5-star written reviews on Apple Podcast. I appreciate all your reviews so much. Love hearing from you guys. I am super excited about today's show. We're going to identify your one big skill to master this year. And we're going to do it together through 6 straightforward questions. Today is part of our January Jumpstart series, which is all about intentions, beliefs, and goals for an incredible year, moving you toward a life that you love as both an artist and a human. I have been in deep study of my goals and intentions for the year. And I've been circling back to what helped me reach my highest potential in the past. And I've been devouring new books, podcasts, and other high-value content, all of which I am going to be pouring into you this month for our January Jumpstart series. So are you ready? It's time to kick off 2024 as the best you with gorgeous, purposeful living, high vibe, and high income. Let's go, Empowered Artists. So here's a story about why I panicked at the turn of 2023. First, you should know I don't do resolutions because I'm a goals gal. I fully believe in choosing your own destiny and going after what you want by setting goals. Last year, I started my year 5 weeks late. You see, I had long COVID and it started at Christmas, unknowingly. I had regifted COVID to my entire family for Christmas. Oops, how sweet of me. So as January 1st rolled by, then week 2, and then week 3, Everyone else was busy declaring their fancy dreams on social media. I felt so stagnant and sweaty. I was totally weak, laid up in my bed with COVID. What you have to know about me is I am an Enneagram 7 and a Sagittarius through and through. So downtime to me feels like a mental prison. And as an entrepreneur, 5 weeks laid up in bed feels like an eternity because I am such an overachiever. But 2023 turned out to be incredible despite the so-called late start. At the turn of the new year, a podcast wasn't even on my mind. Because of my own mental blocks of what was possible for myself and my business with my chronic health issues. But that's the year that I conquered myself, started a podcast that I never dreamed of, and recorded over 33 weekly episodes. And despite the late start on the new year and all of the panic and gloom and doom, it all worked out. In fact, it was one of my most purpose-filled years, doing what I loved and leading others to do the same, chasing their dreams. You see, the ring of the new year is arbitrary. That's someone else's timeline. It wasn't mine, because once I turned on the engine, it was up to me to accelerate. And you can choose your new beginning anytime. So I promised you a part 3 to the SWOT analysis, and we're going to do that right now. In the last 2 episodes, we did our SWOT analysis, and a reminder, SWOT stands for S, strengths, W, weaknesses, O, opportunities. And the T typically stands for threats in the SWOT analysis, but not ours. Our SWOT is not gloom and doom or threatening, because we are going to focus on what we can control, which are the skills that we can learn to leverage and grow our business. So the T in our SWOT stands for, in capital letters, the skill that you don't have yet, which is the perfect segue for the one big skill that you want to identify to master this year. So here are the 6 questions you can ask yourself to identify the one big skill that you can master this year to move your business and your life forward. So 1, we're going to start with, what is your goal? And 2 is, what knowledge, skills, and abilities does someone who's already reached that goal possess? And whatever you answer for 2, these are all opportunities for you. You're going to list a lot of them. So in 3, what is the one most important skill on the list for you to master this year to get you to your goal? If you were going to pick just one thing, what's going to be the most important? Question 4, is the skill you picked transformative enough? Will this skill completely transform where you are today and help you reach the next level and where you want to go? That means the skill you're choosing is challenging to transform the way you have to show up every day. That should excite you. So 4 and 5, we're going to make sure the skill that you're picking is going to be the right skill and it's going to be what you should focus on. So 5 is this skill you picked important to you? Is learning this skill important to your values? Is it aligned with your purpose? Are you picking it because you want to do it, not because someone else told you to and you feel obligated? So make sure it's something that's important to you. 6, if not, if you answered no to 4 or 5, pick another skill because it must be deeply important to you and the transformation must excite you. Otherwise, just like goals that must be uniquely purposeful to you to motivate you, if it's not, you will fail to commit to developing this skill throughout the year. So I want you to answer this question for me as you're listening. What is your goal and what is your skill? You can answer the Q&A on Spotify You can leave me a comment on YouTube or Instagram. What is your goal and what is your skill? Choosing the right goal and sticking to it is incredibly difficult for a whole year, especially if you don't have the right support with all the ups and downs and challenges. The solo journey can feel more like torture than excitement. So here's where I can help. If you want to step into your full potential and get personalized help with your goals from me, I have great news. There is just a little bit of time left to join us in the Artpreneur Monthly VIP January Live Goals Coaching Session with me. This is exclusive to Artpreneur Academy VIP students. When you sign up for the Artpreneur Academy today at jennawebart.com, you get your first month of VIP coaching for free. If today's episode fell on your heart, I would love it if you would share it with a friend. It really means the world to me when you spread the mission of the empowered artist. Thanks for listening, following, and dropping a 5-star written review. See you next week.